Today with me in studio, I have Tony Westwood to talk about passive smoking in children. He is the children's doctor. He works for the Western Cape Department of Health and the University of Cape Town. The main hospital he works is in New Somerset Hospital in Cape Town. Your focus is the secondhand effect of smoking on children and babies. What are the major risks of a child being exposed to that kind of smoke from such a young age?
I really feel very privileged to be here and to be able to talk about this on your very special radio station. This is a big, big concern for us who look after children, is that being exposed to somebody else's smoke, cigarette smoke, we're talking about pipe smoke, even possibly e-cigarettes, is that is breathed into the lungs of children. And it actually affects the nose and the ears and the chest, and makes it much more likely that those are not going to work properly and that people are going to get infections and really get sick, particularly if it's happening every day, all the time, in the home or other places where children are getting exposed to a lot of smoke. So passive smoking is what we say when somebody's not smoking themselves, but they're breathing in somebody else's smoke.
Can you please tell me, what is asthma?
I can tell you what asthma is. Asthma is something that makes the lungs go very tight, and you have difficulty breathing. Some people, it runs in families, so many people in the same family might have asthma. And the trouble with asthma is that it can make people very sick. And with passive smoking and being exposed to smoking all the time, it can make asthma come where it wouldn't have come before, and it can also make asthma much worse with somebody who's got asthma. If they weren't having people smoking around them, they probably wouldn't be nearly as sick from asthma. Asthma can also be controlled, but it's easier to control with medicines if you're not having to cope with passive smoking at the same time.
How long does it take to treat asthma?
Asthma can be with people for the whole life. But what I was saying is that it can be controlled with medication. Many children develop it when they're children, and they may grow out of it with time. But it can be with people for their whole lives. Many grown-ups also have asthma, and they should also not be having cigarette smoke anywhere near them, or certainly not be smoking themselves.
What can pregnant women do that are used to smoking to prevent their unborn babies from danger?
Well, the first thing is that all women should be helped and should be for themselves deciding when they want to have a baby. So that if they are smoking, they should be taking active measures not to have children until they've given up smoking. And so what we need to be doing, all of us, is helping women who have started smoking, often when they're teenagers, when they didn't realize how bad it was and somebody offered them a cigarette, to stop smoking. And there are many ways in which people can be helped to stop smoking. And I'm sure many women who want to have babies want to stop smoking, and so we can help them do that. If they are smoking during the pregnancy, then we would ask them and help them to smoke less often, and really to make sure that people are watching the baby inside them. They should also not themselves breathe in other people's smoke. They shouldn't breathe other people's smoke, even if they are not smoking themselves. So they should be able to, and we as adults and children should also help people to tell people not to smoke anywhere near somebody who is pregnant with a baby inside them, because it can really damage the baby. The baby can even die inside the woman if she's exposed to smoke or is smoking herself. So it's really dangerous.
What does cigarette contain that is so dangerous to children?
There are two main groups of problems, things that are in cigarettes that cause a problem. One is chemicals called tar that are very irritating to the lungs if you breathe them in. So that's the one. And the other is something called nicotine, which I called Nasty Nick, like it was really a bad guy. And nicotine is something that works on people's brains, the people who smoke, and it makes them really find it difficult to give up smoking. It's not impossible, but this nicotine is makes them addicted to smoking. So the two things are the tar, which is very bad to breathe in and can cause cancer and lung problems, and the nicotine, which makes it more difficult for people to give up. That's why children should never even think about starting to smoke.
What advice can you give to pregnant women who smoke and continuously expose their children to smoke?
Well, we need to inform them. We need to let them know what's actually happening. So I'm very keen that all children know about the dangers of cigarette smoking, know about their lungs, and know, have the information to talk to that woman and explain what's going on and what's potentially happening when she is passive smoking or smoking. So if we have the information, children and grown-ups, we can help people to give up smoking and to realize the dangers of it. So I would love children to have the information to be able to talk to grown-ups about the dangers of smoking and how to give up.
Is the smoke from fire or cars also dangerous to children?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, anything that's we would really need fresh and clean air to have healthy lungs. So anything that's in the air, whether it's smoke or chemicals fires or whatever it might be, cigarette smoke, those are all bad for people's lungs. So we need to have fresh, clean air inside the house and outside the house. So maybe we should have fewer people driving their cars because that also produces bad air.
How badly can cigarette affect the people that smoke? Can you please paint a picture for the listeners?
Yes, certainly. There are very many serious problems that happen with smoking. And the longer you smoke, the more likely they are to happen. I'm going to tell you what they are in a moment, but I want to give this message out, that if you give up smoking, you reduce the chances. Even if you've been smoking for a long time, you can still reduce the chances that you're going to have these horrible side effects. So the big ones are bad lung disease, so that you find these older people who are coughing all the time, and they need oxygen, and they end up very, very sick. The other big one is cancer. Which many children at Red Cross Hospital know about cancer. It's serious, and adults get it, particularly cancer of the lungs, but cancer of many parts of the body can be caused by smoking. So those are the two big ones, lung diseases and cancers, but there are many other ones that are not quite so marked.
Cigarettes are very expensive, so what impact does this expense can have on the family even releasing it?
Well, this is a big concern. You probably know that the government of South Africa puts a big tax on cigarette smoking. That's partly why they're so expensive, so that we can have some money to try and put back into health services to stop people smoking and deal with the consequences of smoking. But for a family, particularly as we know many people in South Africa do not have a lot of money in the family. So for that to be spent on burning tobacco, basically, or on e-cigarettes, which are quite expensive, that seems to me that that's taking food out of children's mouths. If we think about we're just burning the tobacco, it's like burning money. We would never think about burning children. So if we're burning tobacco and spending money on that, it's like burning children, because we're taking money away from children, and children are not able to have all the things that they need to grow up well.
If someone really wants to stop smoking, what are the first steps you recommend they can take?
Thank you for that very helpful question. This is a very important thing. I think many people think that it really is impossible to give up smoking, and nobody's saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. And yet, there are people who give up smoking immediately when they realize what it's doing to people around them. Whether it's the financial side or the effect on children, there are people who have that mental energy to say, no, I'm going to stop, and they stop immediately. And we would clap our hands loudly for them. For other people, it's not so easy, because that nicotine, makes it more difficult to give up. And also it's more difficult to give up because you're so used to doing smoking in certain circumstances. So there are some steps that can be taken. First, say that you want to give up smoking. Believe it in yourself, not just that I wish, but I really believe it. And then tell your family, tell your friends that that's what you're planning to do. Say a date when you're going to give up. 2 months' time, on my birthday, Christmas time, whatever it might be. And then get the people around you to help you with that. And then you think about Where do I smoke? What makes me want to smoke? So many people smoke with their first cup of coffee in the morning. So maybe you should change to having a cup of tea or not having coffee, and then you don't smoke. You eat a piece of chocolate or something else. Some people will smoke while they watch TV or with certain friends. Think about that and see if you can change your lifestyle. And then people can help people. And if you need medical help, there are also medicines that can help people to give up. So there's lots that can be done. Some people don't succeed the first time, but then we try again. So you're going to encourage other people, I'm sure.
Do you have any message of hope for the kids here in hospital?
I do. Everybody's got to be positive all the time. I think that the children in hospital should be supported by the nurses, the doctors, and their families. The hope is that most children who are sick will get better. There are so many things that can be done to help people get better. And even if you have to take medicine every day, to stay well, be positive, be friendly, be nice, and enjoy life.
Thank you, Professor Tony Weston, for your time. It was really great having you in the studio.
It was a real pleasure for me, and thank you very much for your professional approach. I really appreciate it.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio Rock.